Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Cindy McKeon has been practicing astrology, tarot, palmistry, and dowsing for over 25 years. Though a scientist at heart, she felt there was more to life than empirical evidence suggests, and this began her journey into esoteric studies. She offers private readings by phone and via the internet. She can be reached through her website, KansasCityAstrology.com. Cindy, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
A pleasure to be on. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I've never done anything like this before, and I know when you and I talked initially, I warned you that I'm a bit of a skeptic, so it'll be interesting for me to see. I will tell you that every line is full and has been, and we got all kinds of people emailing with their vital information, so this will be fascinating. Let me start by asking you to walk us a little bit through just a little of the history of astrology and how it's used and, how this whole thing started. Let's start there before we get to the callers, and can't take too long or they'll get mad at us. Trust me.
Well, history dates back very far. They found evidence as far as 30,000 years ago with bones that had carvings of the phases of the moon on them. So that means it was very important to man at that time. It really started developing probably around 5000 BC. Different astrology, like Indian astrology, the Vedic astrology, and then we went into Western astrology that started in Greece through the Egyptian astrology. So as you see, it spreads across the world. Not too long ago, even during the Renaissance, people that were astrologers had to know medicine and mathematics and philosophy. I mean, they had to be very well-rounded in order to be able to practice astrology.
And so, how do things like astrology, tarot, mediumship, how do they differ from each other?
Astrology is looking at the sky and seeing what happens, the cosmic bodies in the sky, how that would affect us on Earth. And tarot is working with synchronicity. It's cards with images on them. And someone asks a question, we pull the cards and we can do the interpretation through the cards. Tarot is more here and now. Astrology could go years and years and years in advance, decades in advance. Palmistry is looking at the lines on your hands, which do change according to our lives. And it's more like a report card, to be honest with you, rather than a predictive tool. Dowsing is, I guess some people call it water witching. And that's when you could take either a rod, it could be a stick, it could be a pendulum, it could be, you know, it could even be your hands if you're really attuned. And you start to follow the energy. And often that leads people to water, but it could lead you to a lost item. And mediumship is talking with people on the other side, people that are no longer in this abode living on Earth with us.
Fascinating. Well, we still have Sherry from the Wichita Paranormal Research Society with us, and she's heard from some from the other side. We played some clips earlier in the show. Yeah. It's, you know, all of this is fascinating. So why do generally people visit psychics? I mean, what are the common questions that people ask when they come to see you?
The areas that they ask about: love, relationships, money, work, health, and family.
Okay, that makes sense.
Those are the biggest ones.
Those are the things that, you know, people want to know about. Right, exactly. You know, what's my future going to be like? Am I going to get a job? So it's pretty typical then of the things that people want to know about in their lives, it sounds like.
Yes.
So,
and oftentimes it's because they can't go to a friend or they can't go to a professional because it's just beyond their reach, it's beyond their zone, or they don't feel comfortable talking to them, so they come to a psychic.
Interesting. All right. Well, and you know, it's, people may be skeptical, but as we know, that they're famous people. I mean, Nancy Reagan famously saw, you know, mediums and psychics. So it's not like this is not a something that conservatives don't ever do. I mean, that's, trust me, this is something that, that doesn't necessarily fit an ideological or political spectrum either. So
no, and her main astrologer, personal astrologer, was from Kansas City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did. See, there you go. You learn something new every day. We're going to start. We've got a bunch of calls. We're going to try and get through as many as we can. We've got some basic information that they've given us, and I believe Dave has referred that to you. And Dave, right? She's got the – okay, so we're going to start with Brenda. Brenda, how are you this evening? You're on the John Whitmer Show.
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No, our pleasure, Cindy. This is Brenda. I know you've got some of her basic information. I will let you two take it from here.
Hi, Brenda.
Okay. Hi.
I just wanted to ask real quick about your birth time is very well rounded. Is that exact or was that approximate?
That was approximate.
Okay. So let me see what I could do here with this. All right. So you have a Virgo rising and you have Saturn, the planet of restriction, on your horizon. That's where the sun comes up every morning. You're probably pretty prim and proper for the most part, even though there's a different side of you that's actually pretty fun. And I do see that you're very good with children. You do have the ability to tune into the people around you, more like to just get, I mean, you're able to pick up the trends pretty quickly. But in your own life, I do see a conservatism there that is, you know, you're very careful about every step that you take, despite the fact that your mind is always thinking miles and years ahead. Does that make sense to you?
It absolutely does. You're right on the money with that.
Now, coming up for this year, speaking about money, I do see that as one of the things you've been recently kind of looking at as far as, you know, I do see you, I mean, you're very regular about how to keep up with your money, because if you don't, you have a tendency to spend a lot of it pretty quickly and not even realize it, even though you're, you know, you're pretty good at counting numbers. You are also going to be doing some light redecorating around your house, nothing major, nothing like knocking down walls, but possibly changing a little bit of the color decor in your house. And I do see like you just getting things that are a little bit brighter, a little bit more fun and playful. And it feels like you've been on a bit of your own spiritual journey, and like it's finally locked in this year. And that path is only going to continue to broaden for you. And I think it's actually going to do a whole lot of good for your emotional and mind balance. So that's what we got coming up for 2022. Do you have any questions?
Well, that sounds great. I have had some struggles broadening myself since I was widowed about 3 years ago. Do you think that I'll ever meet anyone else, or will I go on this journey alone?
You will. The 2022 is going to be a good year for you finally putting to rest all the emotional pain and everything that you've been processing through the death and just moving on forward from that. Thank God that is mostly behind you. It just feels like, you know, you got the cake done, you just got to put the frosting on it. I do think that within, in about 15 months, you will be meeting somebody, and this person, it would be a romantic type of connection, not just okay, well, we match, so let's get together type of thing. Yeah. And that is something that is, you know, essential to you. You do have romantic inclinations about people. You wear rose-colored glasses. And it's taken you a long time to really learn to just see people as they are and not in a rosier view. Next year is the year that is going to actually change, and you're going to meet someone that you are very happy with.
This is fascinating. Brenda, thank you very much.
Thank you. She was right on everything.
Wow. See, look at that. We're batting 1,000. I have to tell you, Cindy, it's just fascinating to listen to this because, people hear these stories, you know, dial 981-900 psychic or something. And, you know, you always think, oh my gosh, there's a waste of money, but something like that. And then to hear Brenda say you were spot on. In the studio with us is Sherry Curry. She was a guest I had on earlier in the hour. She said, hey, can I stick around and can she do a reading for me? I said, absolutely. You have her information. While she grabs her mic and turns it on here, I'm going to let her have a say at this. Sherry, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
Hello. Good. I hope you're good, too.
Yes.
Great. Well, fellow Taurus, so nice to meet you.
We're very earthy, aren't we?
Yes. So, really, I should have asked Brenda this question, but I'll ask you and everybody else that we have. Are you ready for the truth?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Of course.
So you are, I mean, that's one of the biggest things in your life is being a truth seeker. And you really have a proclivity for looking at the unknown. What is in the shadows? What is in the darkness? And I'm not saying that just because I heard you. You have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets in the eighth house, which is things that are hidden, things that are shadowed. It has to do with the occult. It would have to do with ghosts and looking at the other side too. So this
very
has been
fitting.
A gift that you've
That's
had. Yeah,
fitting.
That you've had this since you were younger. I mean, you've known
That's
this since
exactly
you were
what
born.
My mother's a reverend, and she's always said you were born to do what you're doing.
Well, your chart says so. I'm happy that you're actually exactly on the path that you're supposed to be.
That's fantastic.
Yes. And you're, you know, because you have that Taurian sensibility, you have a Capricorn rising, which is also another earthy sign. You're going to be very practical, very pragmatic. So you don't let, you know, like these things that you were playing on with the recordings. Yes, they were very spooky, but you're not going to be one to allow that to not let you sleep at night either.
Right.
And you learn your lessons pretty quickly too, because you're not one to want to upset, you know, not just the dead, but, you know, the energies around you. I think energies are another thing that you're very good at working with.
100%.
Balance is also very important to you because you have that Libra moon. And the way that your chart is spread out is like a seesaw pattern. So I'm seeing that you're always doing your best research as much as possible, doing it as quick as possible. And this is with everything in your life, not just what you do with work. And being objective.
Doing that with my real estate business, I imagine. Good. Yeah.
You work in commercial real estate then?
Personal homes, personal. Residential.
Okay. I think, honestly, that looks like it would have been something Ideally, in real estate, if you could have drawn up people's home, if people could have just drawn the sketch and say, this is the kind of thing I'm looking for, and you put it together, you would have been the magic touch with that. I think you're good at being able to sort of retrofit, like, well, here's a house, and this is for sale, and let me try to match up as best as possible. But your real magic would have been with people's dream home. Even if their dream home is like a small, tiny house, bungalow, or whatever.
Makes sense. Absolutely.
And
she nailed that one, did she?
Absolutely.
See, this is fascinating. Yeah. No, go ahead.
And Sherry, coming up in about 2 years, you're going to have a major move. I think you're going to probably move out of state. If you're not going to be moving out of state, you're definitely moving out of your house into a much bigger house. And it feels like it happens really quick and out of nowhere. So I know that
that's
you're a financial
shocking.
Planner.
That's really shocking.
It is, actually. And it's the perfect word that you use because it deals with Uranus. Uranus is the planet of shock, among other things, and disruptions and major changes. And that will be moving into your fourth house in the chart. The fourth house is your home where you rest your head at night. Jupiter will join it. Jupiter's about expansion and bounty and good luck. It is a good thing that's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if you land on a piece of real estate that is just an opportunity that is too good to not take. But I do see that it is going to be a major move coming up. So prepare for that.
Interesting.
Look at that. She's going to get a financial windfall. Cindy, we're going to take a quick break, and then you'll stick around. We'll have some more readings, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a second. We'll be back in a minute. With Cindy, we'll be available for additional astrological readings. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.